Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is to welcome you again to another episode of the Emotional Circle of Intelligence. And I remain your host, Timmy Dayo. Yeah, and I promise that going forward, we're going to be having 2 episodes monthly. So yeah, this is the second episode for the month of June. Okay, and I'm so glad to be here. Yeah, last week we talked about the effect of backgrounds on emotional intelligence, how it affects our emotions specifically, how people get to do certain things because of the kind of background they grew up from. We talked about the emotional development in kids. We talked about understanding the fact that the mind of a child, according to Greek philosophers, is a tabula rasa, meaning it's just clean slate. Okay, so whatever is written on it over time is forms into emotions, forms into expressions, and then grew up to form personalities and the traits that we eventually exhibit. It does a lot to how people turn out. We over the run why we have a lot of bitter, angry folks out there. And I remember I mentioned something about toxic masculinity. Okay, talking about how we're all brought up to behave like men, especially to the men folks. So, and I remember I said that we're going to talk about that today. Our topic is going to be on toxic masculinity. I know you must have heard it before, or even if you didn't hear the word or the phrase right now, you must have heard about the concept. So let's dive right into it. While I wouldn't do that without appreciating my listeners coming back and still having the number of lists, the number of plays I got over the past week, it's amazing. It shows the love is there. All right, so let's dive right into it. We're going to keep it very short and crisp this time around, okay? So toxic masculinity, what's the concept of toxic masculinity? Well, the cultural or societal pressure on men to behave in a certain way. Okay, to be a man, behave like a man. See, if I'm going to be stressing on that singular sentence or clause rather, be a man, behave like a man, and I begin to wonder, where is it coming from? All right, are there certain things that show that you're a man, or are there certain things that show that you're a woman, certain things that show you're not a man or you're not a woman? And I'm beginning to wonder. Emotions has no gender. Let me establish the foundation. I told us from the very beginning of this journey, when I was introducing us to the emotional circle of intelligence, I was clear on the fact that we are all relational beings. So we were created, we were made to relate. And that is why we're not scattered in different islands as one singular entity. We're all together, starting from a family to a society, a community, all right? A nation, a state, or what have you, a country, all right? Because we are meant to relate with one another. We're not created to be independent beings, we're created to be interdependent beings. Emotions has no gender. So whether or not you cry as a man doesn't make you less of a man than a lady who toughens up, than a lady who cries. Alright, so we hear things like men need to act tough or not betray any form of emotions. And it's ridiculous. You know, it's interesting that a lot of the male folks can't even express happiness because they feel like it's feminine. We'll talk about that subsequently. They feel like it's feminine. They can't express sadness. Some say it is weak of a man to cry. They can't express all of the forms of emotions, but he can express anger, forgetting that anger is an emotion. Like, make it make sense. You can be sad. You can be surprised. You can be distressed. You can be joyful. You know, I told us about the various types of emotions that we have. So they can't express all of these things because they are feminine, but they can express anger as if anger is not an emotion. You hear things like men don't cry, men don't ask for help. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Brov. Before you see a guy, you know, there was this conversation I was having with a colleague one day, and I was saying that, man, guys are trying. Before you see a guy actually pick a call and say, I need help. Must have gotten to a point where he's at a crossroad. He's tried everything possible. Because we're in a society where there was a constant demand for upping your status. Things like status is what really defines whether you're a man or you're not. And I'm wondering, where is this ideology coming from? It's killing because there is so much demand. And then what has this given to us? What has this given us? It's given us too many silent, seemingly quiet men. Trust me. You know, I hear things like men are meant to listen. Men are meant to be quiet. For God's sake, you're an emotional being. Yes, you're meant to be a lot more logical. You're meant to be to analyze things. Alright? Ladies are naturally wired to think talk. Okay, so they think on the go. But for a guy, you don't have the ability to as much multitask the way a lady would be. So you tend to just try to logicalize things and put one or two together. While a lady will start a conversation and she probably doesn't know where it's ending, but by the time she gets into the conversation, she has made a whole lot of sense because they think talk. It's not the same with a guy. Alright? But you can't just be. But means me to say, I grew up in that kind of environment where I could stay in the same apartment with my dad and then won't converse beyond good morning, good afternoon, welcome, good day. And then it's crazy because it built in us a lot of emotions, a lot of tension, and then we had thousands of conversations in our heads that we're not even able to speak up. Because a man should not be an active talker. And if you check my profile, you see something like, I'm an active talker. I'm not a talkative, but I'm an active talker. Because sometimes you do is therapeutic. Alright? Now, there is a status in the show of manliness. Come on. They told us that status is a show of manliness. So, there's this. I remember I mentioned this Igbo proverb last week. I'm really going to learn that Igbo proverb. They said, the beauty of a man is in the size of his pocket. So much pressure. Increasing crime. Yes, it's not an excuse. But then, the pressure is too much. And then you imagine, you know, enter into a relationship and then you enter a relationship with a very demanding, unrealistic, non-understanding woman. And then the demands multiplied. Financial, social, the prayer is there. And now we have a society of a generation of men who are almost inaccessible. You can't reach them because there is this wall of China. There's this great wall of China there because they are meant to understand that they can't express themselves. I hear people tell me things like, I never saw my dad cry. I saw my dad cry once. Some of my mentees, okay, most of them are ladies. Some of them, when one of the things that got me close to a few of them is when, on different occasions, I remember seeing one, she was crying. We've never been friends. She was crying like profusely. And then people were trying, sorry, oh, please stop crying. And then I just grabbed a bucket and I dropped it in front of her. So cry on. I sat down there. And when she was done crying, I gave her a hug. Because you don't keep emotions in, whether you're a man or a woman. That is why the life expectancy of men is lower than that of women. And it's crazy because you've pent up so much, and then because the human heart is also flesh, understand, tissues, it's affected. Your brain is affected. Depression sets in. The demands are here and here and here and here, and the hypertension is just boom, and stone throw away. And there's this pride that precedes the fall. There's a thing that between ego and pride. Okay, I tell people that there's a good ego. Okay, that's what makes sure that you don't stay complacent. All right, because you want to move up. And we have things like expression is a show of weakness. Now you're wondering, of course there are good masculine traits like devotion to work, the urge to provide for your family, the urge to excel in a vocation, in sport. Those are good ones, but it can become toxic if it's not checked. Toxic in a way, in a sense that when you now have to, you now have to stretch yourself. Okay, let me paint an instance. Say for instance, you're in a gym and then you're just working a freestyle, lifting the weights within your human capacity. You understand? You're not going beyond your strength. I was having fun. Okay? And then some fine chicks walked in. And then there is that kick in within you to impress. And then you start pushing. Before you know it, the muscle is done. Before you know it, your muscles are sore. For somebody may never even look your way, or for an impression you may never get. Do you understand? Now, there are core components of toxic masculinity, and then there are three, arguably three, agreed. There is a toughness, okay? Believe that man is physically strong, emotionally mean, and verbally aggressive. It's ridiculous when I hear things like, I'm the man of the house. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. My word is law. I once had somebody who told me that, well, my word is law. And I'm wondering, Chief Judge, like, sorry, I made you the law. Okay? You're an emotional being. Like I don't know how much I have to drum that into your head. You're emotional being. Okay, and then we have things like anti-femininity. They tell you guys don't show your emotions, you don't ask for help. We talked about that earlier, so I'll just go through. You talk about color preferences. For God's sake, who told you that pink is feminine? You want to wear pink? Wear pink! Who, as a lady, you want to wear burgundy? Wear burgundy. Wear brown. Jesus, we are not boring. Why are you restricting us to just black? And yeah, some of us like black. Black is my favorite color, so black and golden yellow. Yeah, golden yellow just by Sarah, but black is major color. But you didn't even let guys use bright colors. No, color is a color. And then there is power. It's a third component of toxic masculinity. To work hard, to attain power and status, social and financial, in order to gain respect. If you don't work, don't get respected. And then you see your mates, people are younger than you, doing things, and then you're beginning to wonder. Me too, I was giving birth to now. They're not adopting. Even if they adopt me, it's God that created me. We all run different timelines, but this isn't helping a lot of men. Toxic masculinity is not helping us. Okay, so when does it get really bad? It gets very bad when you're trying to prove that you're a man. For God's sake, you're a man. There's nothing to prove. And it's painful because people break their backs trying to prove what they already are. When you push beyond your limits to impress, it's not worth it. I hear things like, there's nothing extraordinary about extraordinary. It's just a little extra in front of the ordinary. Please, bullshit. Do your best. Oh, they say, oh, going beyond your best is tasking your mental progress. To what end, my darling? And then you hear things like, men don't see a doctor. It's painful because men will just end up dying silently. If you need to see a doctor, see a doctor. It doesn't make you a chicken. It makes you a man who is responsible for your health. God. You're not Mona Lisa. You can't have the same gaze on everybody's face. Focus on your life a little. Emotional repression is part of depression. Oh, yeah. Self-reliance. I have to depend on myself. Repress my emotions. At the end of the day, depression is around the corner. I wouldn't want to go into statistics of how many are seriously being affected or depressed or vulnerable to crimes because they want to meet up. Do we begin to talk about the effects of this? Do we talk about depression, stress, loneliness, anxiety, the mental impact, the physical impact on our health? How about the rat race? The rat race to meet up, to measure up. I'll talk about violence, domestic violence. That's a topic for another day. And if you think toxic masculinity is not hiding domestic violence, be my guest. Substance abuse. Do you know, it's actually shocking. I found while preparing for this, I found something very interesting. That guys avoid vegetables because it feels not manly. Jesus, who does that? Go check it out. Do I need to mention the fact that it's psychologically damaging? Yeah, that's how bad toxic masculinity can get. Okay, I've highlighted all the problems. In 1 minute, I'm going to tell you how to pull out. I know this didn't start in a day. It's been ingrained in our generation back to back to back. We need to make a difference. We need to create responsible men who are capable of expressing themselves. I was listening to Pastor Libby one day when he said, don't marry a man who doesn't cry. Because not crying is not what shows that you're a man. Now, I'm not saying that everything happening. No. I'm saying that express yourself. Okay? You need to pull the walls down. It's going to be hard. It's going to make you feel like you're invulnerable. It's going to make you like you're susceptible, but you need to pull it down. You need to live long, please. Because at the end of the day, the struggles, the fights, the measure up and everything. There's no point if you die young. But there's no point if you live your latter years on sickbed. Now, understand that emotions has no gender. I don't have to overstress this. Emotions has no gender. We are all relational beings. Emotions has no gender. There's no male and female emotions. Emotion is emotion. Learn to emote. It's not criminal. It's legal. It's natural. It's who you are. It's part of you. You have to encourage interdependence. Ask for help. Ask for help. Yeah, I'm a victim of this too. Sometimes you need to just step out and ask for help. Ask for help. Okay? Because you will be shocked at how many people will be willing to help. I know we live in a messed up society where we've been made to believe that people don't do things without expecting a retribution. Okay, but the truth is, there are still good folks out there who will do things because they want to do it. Not expecting anything back. They just want to do it. They are just Samu. You understand? They are very good hearted people. They all want to do something to help the society. There are people like that reach out to them. Okay? And that's what we're gonna call it a wrap. God, we spoke 21 minutes. Alright. Toxic masculinity, I want to hear from you. What do you think? You want to share your experience? You want to suggest that we can make things better? You want to... Please. I'm just a voice note away. Okay? And as always, just to remind you, you can listen to this episode and every other episode on Anchor here. My host. Like, you can even start your own podcast here. It's an amazing platform. Easy, you can edit your own stuff, and it's just amazing. All right, and then you can go on Spotify. Google Podcast. You can subscribe. Okay, Radio Public, Breaker, name it. What the? So, please, just as a gentle reminder, wherever you are out there, COVID is still out there, and while you're trying to still master your emotions, please make sure that you stay safe. Have a lovely weekend.
Stay safe.